some companies, and not all. I would say there are several that are offering very generous cancellation or rebooking policies. But those that are hesitant to do that, I think, are waiting until it comes closer to the actual time of the activity or the event.
That's Nancy McGee, professor and department head of the Hospitality and Tourism Management Program at Pamplin College of Business at Virginia Tech.
Some companies, and not all, I would say there are several that are offering very generous cancellation or rebooking policies. But those that are hesitant to do that, I think, are waiting until it comes closer to the actual time of the activity or the event.
McGee has been in touch with hotel and travel companies, as well as consulting firms, taking their pulse. She says their predictions are pretty somber.
And I think a lot of that is being projected based on what we saw with the SARS outbreak and, unfortunately, what we saw and learned from with 9/11. So they're using those things to kind of extrapolate because there still is so much that's unknown.
McGee says some projections suggest the airline industry alone could lose $100 billion, much of that due to a drop from the Chinese market, which determines the fate of so many other countries' economies around the world. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.